Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 25th. It's our final update of Big Brother Celebrity. So sad. We're not going to get any more updates. I mean, I could update you tomorrow on everything that happened on the non-feeds, but I mean, what's the point? The season will be over. Tonight is the finale. It's all going to be over. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I am joined with Pooya. How are you doing, Pooya?
I'm great, man. I'm excited to not only break down what the last bit of feeds we saw, but also what constitutes a snack. I feel like you might need a bit of an education on that.
Because
my mind was blown. My mind was blown.
I am also joined today by a special guest. It's Matt Gagan, the other side of the Matt coin. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Taryn. Thanks for having me on the final and most important live feed update. Everyone else might be sad because the season's ending, but I am happy to be here.
You're quite welcome. And a special message to Colin Stone. I win. All right. So let's get into the feeds today. We're going to tell you everything that happened yesterday. First, we had Omarosa and Ari talking about the final two. You know, Omarosa's like, well, so what are you thinking? Who are you going to take? And Ari's saying, look, I actually, Ross already talked to me about it. I promised him I would take him. And Omarosa's like, no. You got to break that promise. That's not good. You should take Mark because Mark is way easier to beat. I think you can probably beat Ross, but you never know. Don't want to take the chances. He might be able to beat you. You should not take Ross. That would be a bad idea. Right, Matt?
Yeah, this season seems kind of weird because people are just kind of like being open to each other about who they're planning on taking to the final two. Ari's just straight up telling Omarosa that she's probably taking Ross, and I haven't seen anything to contradict that, so I think that's probably her plan moving forward tonight.
Yes. Omarosa, she's doing her best to make her work happen here. This is the typical Omarosa strategy where she talks to somebody and she says something like, you can't take Ross. That's a bad idea. You should take Mark. And then later on in the day, she's going to claim that Ari said it. Pooya, what do you think about this strategy?
I mean, we're at that point now where I feel like Omarosa kind of knows where she's going to end up. So she's trying to plant as many seeds as possible. I can't get over how I couldn't tell for the life of me. Ari keeps reiterating that she's promised Ross, but she also on the flip side also says that I believe Ross will take Marissa. So then I can't tell if she's trying to justify taking Ross because she's promised him or like Omarosa's plan is working and it's starting to unravel in Ari's head as to what she should be doing. Omarosa's played magnificently and I'll just have to give her credit if she's been able to spin Ari, who I think is the other person who's played magnificently this season.
Yes, I do believe that Ari does plan on taking Ross to the end. I think that here's another thing about this new format is that it really puts a lot of power, not only in the person who wins the final four, or the final four HOH, but also the person who wins the final five HOH, because not only does Ross get to control the outcome here, especially if he then has power over the veto, which we will talk about later. But because Ross is the person in power on the eviction before the final four HOH, which is the final one, and that eviction is not going to even take place until right before that final four HOH. Nobody is allowed to do any sort of final two campaigning for that final four HOH until the eviction happens, because Ross can just evict you if he wants, essentially. Like Ari can't go around to Marissa, like, hey, Marissa, trying to get in Marissa's head about like, hey, maybe you should take me, because the second she does, Ross is going to be like, boom, you're done. I'm voting you out. So it's like, this is a really tough spot for anyone but the person who happens to be in power. So like, they have to try and, I guess, convince them, like, if Ari wants Marissa to take her, she would have to do it literally after Marissa wins that HOH during the live show, which is just utter insanity, man.
Yeah, and because of this, it seems like everyone in the final four is planning on taking Ross. And in a season where Ross maybe had a little bit better jury management, we'd be talking about how Ross has this game locked up already at final five, which seems like a flaw in the game. But thankfully, because of Ross's poor jury management, there's still some question as to who's going to win.
This is just a lot of questions, especially because he was telling Marissa about his plans for the final speech, which, again, we'll get to.
I don't know about
that. All right. So Omarosa talked about how she thinks Ross will lose to Marissa. That seems to be the general consensus that Marissa will win. I still don't know what that means. I don't think it will matter because I think Ross won't take Marissa. Marissa probably would take Ross. But man, at that point, if Marissa takes Ross and is like, yeah, Ross is supposed to win, we could see a final two where somebody takes Ross with the intent to have him win and says, Ross deserves this, guys, and then wins over Ross. Like that could be the future of Celebrity Big Brother. And honestly, I'm not opposed to it. Ross ends up nominating Ari and Omarosa for eviction. Marissa has this conversation with Ross about like who can we beat in the end. Marissa thinks Ross can beat everybody except for Ari. Ari is the one person he can't beat. I don't think that's true, but I do think that Ari beats everyone, right, Booyah?
Yeah, I do think Ari could beat everyone. And this back and forth they had was really interesting to me because you can still tell no matter what happens, since pretty much day three, Ross is trying to get Omarosa out of this house and he'll do anything he can. So Marissa's saying, I think Ari's the one we can't beat. She's like the most physical here. She's capable. And then on the flip side, Ross is like, well, Omarosa will whoop her. Like, is going to be competition if it's a challenge, like the scales of justice, or if it's a before and after. That's where I see Omarosa shining. So they're really trying to debate who would beat them and who would be competitive in that competition. And based on what we've heard or what we can get a feel for the HOH and the veto that have happened now, it's kind of looking like that's the direction we're headed with that final HOH. It's going to be part three of a regular HOH, or regular final HOH rather. So as things stand right now, I think it would make sense for them to get rid of Omarosa to Ross's chagrin. But no, Marissa's really trying to like wedge that in that I think Ari might be something to consider. And I think for Marissa probably has to do with the fact that she's been so close to Ari. She doesn't want to be the one to take a shot at her at the end and do the whole, I'm voting two of you, I'm taking two of you off and Ari's going to be one of them. I don't think she wants to do Ari like that. So it just might be a matter of convenience. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, this conversation for me just highlighted I think we've all known this for a while, but just really highlights that Marissa has no intention of winning this game. Like,
no
intention whatsoever. She 100% is playing this game for Ross. And, you know, normally when we see this, there's at least some part of you that's like, okay, this is annoying to watch, but at least this stranger convinced another stranger to give up their like entire like the possibility of winning $500,000, which is very meaningful to them, for the sake of whatever kind of friendship they've made over the course of a couple of months. But this is a little bit more lackluster to me. Like, oh, this celebrity that doesn't need the money and is friends with somebody is like, oh, I'm going to help you win. Like, all right, come, let's be a little more aggressive here, please.
Well, she came in with talking to Aika saying, oh, fourth place is fine. And mm-hmm. I guess right now she's achieved that goal. So she no longer cares. Now she wants to be a surrogate player for Ross. Which looks like if everyone thinks Marissa's got a good shot, if they think Marissa's got like some kind of equity, if she can somehow try and like shine off that equity towards Ross's direction, that might work. Although, again, it's interesting with Ross because the closer we got to the end of the season, the further away he went from being Varys to being BB19 Paul, to the point now where we're sitting here finale day and the votes are in the air. It should be clear cut. He played a really great game. He did this. He has all these deals. He has final twos with almost everybody. So he should be a lock to be there. But the votes might not be going his way. So it could come down to the wire for Ross.
Yes. Nikki in the chat says she has been saying She doesn't want to win since day one. She's in the pregame interviews. She was talking about like, I'm fine with not winning. But like Nikki, I also hoped that it was a lie. But from not a lie, I guess.
I've heard you say the name Varys about 15,000 times in this 3-week season, and I still have no idea who he or she or it is.
Are you not a Game of Thrones person?
No. What do I need to watch a bunch of people killing people with swords for?
What do you need to watch anything for?
I don't have an answer to that question right now. But I already watched too much TV. I don't feel
this need is to a lot to take in, man. First Taryn with the yogurt, now you with the Game of Thrones. Okay, so for those of you at home who have been listening to me say Varys and being finally, like, who is this guy?
You're welcome, Varys, everyone.
Is a eunuch, which is not important to what I'm about to explain, but he is, okay? So Varys, he hears whispers in the wind. He is like the one person in Game of Thrones who kind of you see in the background of everything, has conversations with everybody, and kind of knows everyone's business, but does not reveal everyone's business. Keeps that current social currency for himself and tries to maneuver it to please and help the people he wants, which seemed like what Ross was doing initially. But then Ross slowly but surely morphed out of that into Paul. And that's where we sit today.
Yes. Okay. Listen, yogurt is way better than not having watched Game of Thrones. That's all I'll say.
You know, I may be the minority, but I'll disagree with you. I don't even know how to phrase this. I'd rather not watch Game of Thrones than eat yogurt.
Man, people were so upset about the yogurt. Listen,
it's boring. It's a boring snack.
Is perfectly acceptable as a snack, and I'm sure everybody in that house agrees with me, but they just not gonna weigh in.
Sure.
Would you rather eat a big bowl of yogurt and not watch Game of Thrones? Or are you okay with your current relationship with your HBO programming?
I think Tara needs to put a Twitter poll up right this second.
All right. They end up playing the veto. Omarosa had a conversation with Ross or with Mark first, and talked to him about like, hey, are you actually okay with second place? Because it seems like what you're doing. And he was like, no, I want to win this game. She's like, okay, all right. So are you taking Ross? Because I feel like that's not the best move. She also told more about what happened when she was in the hospital, that she was actually, according to her, very close from being pulled from the game. They said that, she said she had to sign something to be like, at the risk of my own health, I am entering back into the game. And it was a very close thing. Pooya, how much do you buy this?
I don't. And I don't mean to say that I'm disregarding anyone's health. I just feel like the current situation we're in, the current position Omarosa is in, you can tell she's trying to kind of get this redemption arc going for herself, kind of reiterate that she's weak, that she's physically not capable, not up to par with the rest of them. And she's kind of doing what she was talking to Ari about with the James thing, where James was throwing all these HOHs because arrogance, but he, once you're the target, you can't unbecome the target, is verbatim what she said to Ari. And I got to say, it's the same thing with Omarosa. I think she's really trying to recreate a narrative for herself where she's weak. She's physically not capable. She barely made it back into the game. She had to sign it off to get back into the game. And I just don't think there's much weight to be put into that, especially because that's the type of thing that you tell people immediately. You don't just let it fester until when you need it, especially when you're this close to the end. It's kind of a, I've run out of bullets. I'm going to throw the gun at the guy. Hopefully I hit him.
Matt, what's your Omarosa take?
I don't doubt that Omarosa maybe had to sign something to get back in the game. I don't think she was very close to being pulled or very close to a serious injury or whatever. I think she's just now using it again to like try to rehab her image, try to make people feel sorry. I'll give her credit. She does whatever she can to try to stay in. I don't know if, like Pooja said, she's playing a magnificent game, but she's definitely been playing hard all season and is going to use whatever she can. I wouldn't be surprised if she's up right now hatching a scheme to get people to try to keep her in the game.
Yes, Nick in the chat points out, I cannot get behind an Omarosa win since she was handed immunity week one, which brings up an interesting point that Shannon has apparently recently vouched for the random immunity draw week one, that they all drew, they could all see all of the numbers, they all had equal opportunity to pick, and they were drawn randomly from a bag or something along those lines. So the conspiracy theorists that say this was handed to Omarosa, unless they have like a magician that works for CBS, this is probably on board. It's not like these celebrities have any, you know, need to adhere to see, like, what does Shannon Elizabeth, who, you know, spends most of her time in Africa helping animals, need to like help CBS repair their image of for conspiracy theorists? Like, I don't think that's necessarily something that she cares all that much about. So I'm inclined to believe her, and I'm inclined to believe this was a fair and fortuitous draw for CBS.
Yeah, Nick in the chat. If that's the reason you can't get behind an Omarosa win, I don't know what to tell you. I can think of about 7,000 other reasons why you shouldn't be comfortable with an Omarosa win, but that a random draw on night one is not one of them.
All right. Well, look, this is not Beverly in the chat who was accusing me of being Ross biased. This is a perfectly acceptable opinion. I was just providing more information. So now we are all more informed. Speaking of Ross stuff, Brent has been receiving some death threats from Ross fans because he's not
Yikes.
Ross. Yeah. I was just saying the other day, man, what a great season this has been, because there hasn't been time for people to get crazy enough to like spew hate because you don't like their fave. And I think we just passed the threshold. It's like there's 2 weeks of feeds where everybody can be on the same side, and like it's okay to make fun of people and it's okay to like people and everybody's fine. But it's just a few days longer and we're in death threat territory. Some true psychotic people out there.
We found the line. We found the cutoff point. At least.
3 weeks. 3 weeks and you're okay. After that, it's not okay.
Yeah, so everybody send Brent some life threats. Keep the balance going. All right, so we have the veto competition, and last night the feeds came back during the podcast. I was trying to check the updates, and I had falsely reported that Marissa had won the veto because everybody thought Marissa had won the veto. There was not a single person that I saw that didn't think Marissa had won the veto, and here's why. She spent a good 40 minutes bragging about her performance, talking about how great she did. And so everyone was like, wow, Marissa must have the veto. And so I said, guess what, guys? Marissa has the veto. And then turns out, nope, she was just talking about how great she did. Ross actually won the veto. So I apologize if you spent all night thinking that Marissa had the veto, even though it makes absolutely no difference that Ross has it, because neither of them would have used it.
Yeah. So I was walking home when that happened, because I left work. I'm walking home, you know, turn on Twitter, get on the CBBUS hashtag, and immediately feeds had come back to my convenience right as I left. And that's the first thing I saw as well. Marissa has won veto. And for a second, I thought about it. I'm like, what? This can't be real. And I was in denial. I didn't want to believe it. And no one had really officially confirmed it. But yes, Karen was wrong. This is breaking news in its own right. But you did throw everyone off by, you know, going hot take yogurt. So everyone forgot about this. So Ross wins, doesn't use the veto, obviously. Kind of makes it clear where his head is at. But now I think him winning the veto was, it's one of those things now where, if Omarosa is the clear-cut target for him, and if it's done that she's going, Omarosa's probably going to spend the next 12 hours that she has reiterating to Ari, listen, we were worried about two HOHs, now it's three vetoes. So you can't take them. Like, don't take them. And I think at this point, Omarosa just doesn't want Ross to win, in my opinion. I think that's what's going to be going on. But yeah, no, Vito was one, and it kind of ended up ho-hum because it didn't get used.
Yeah, yes. And you'd think that the fact that Ross has now won three Vitos and two HOHs, it would give somebody like Mark some amount of pause. Like, okay, the person telling me that I need to be against a guy in the end is the only other guy in the house. The person telling me that I will lose to Ari and Marissa and everyone is the person that stands the most to gain from me actually thinking that. And he's won the most amount of competitions. He had a deal with everyone. I guess what Mark is riding on is the idea that hopefully the jury is bitter. And I will say, if there's any downside to people like Paul and potentially Ross losing the game because of poor jury management, I think it's this. I think it's what resonates with the gameplay of just people being willing to just go along with whatever the person in charge says because, well, hey, they're probably going to lose to a bitter jury. There's not enough motivation for them to say, this person has controlled the game, I need to flip it on them, because the jury will flip it on them for them. And that's unfortunate. I hope we don't get into a trend where that becomes the norm. And it's certainly possible that it may happen with Ross. And again, like in the moment when it happens, I think there are certainly some people that are upset by it and some people that are like, yeah, retribution. But I do think it makes a lasting impact on the game that isn't the best, Matt.
I don't think this will be a trend. I mean, you've been pointing out all the jury management mistakes he's winning. There is a way to control the game, get to the end, and not have the jury actually have the jury like you and want to vote for you in the end. Mark does keep repeating this narrative since like night one, him and a couple others, that a guy can't beat a girl in the end. I don't know if he believes it or what, but I don't know when a jury has voted on solely gender and that's it. I don't know why he keeps bringing that up, but I do think he has a relatively good shot against Ross to win. So it's not like the dumbest move in the world for him to do this.
Yeah, what do you think?
I agree, but I don't know if Mark knows this is the thing. I think we know this. We know his shot's not looking good because, I mean, if we're going to count it off, just right off the bat, I can immediately say Shannon, Brandy, and James will vote for. Actually, no, James did mention that he liked Ross's gameplay, but Mark's his homie. Who knows? Yeah, so like it's kind of like that's three. That's three already, not even taking into consideration any jury questioning, not even taking into consideration any arguments that are made. It'll be interesting to see tonight with the deliberations because Ross is definitely going to be getting those kind of you stabbed everyone in the back or you promised me this and you broke it. You were my best friend and you just did not care. He's going to get a lot of that narrative going in his questioning, and it's going to be interesting to see how he plays off of that. I think if he does a good job at that, maybe it'll change one or two things. But I don't think gender in any other season, solely gender, would have been a thing. But the fact that this was kind of argued from day one, it was like, there's six of us, there's five of them, let's make sure a woman wins. It's kind of like, it reminds me of Ko Rong when Debbie was like, I want a woman to win. And like, it seemed like a couple people in that season were kind of looking at it that way too. But with everything that happened last year, that might be on the mind a little bit, but obviously that gender line was not drawn for long because we're sitting here at the final five with five people, two men, three women. So that didn't last as long as it was gonna. I don't think it's gonna last all the way into the jury votes either.
Yes, Nick in the chat says, the girls put the thought into the game very early on and perception is truth. And it's true. The women in the house early on were like, hey, we want a woman to win. We want to team up with all the women. And the response to that was terror from the guys. The response to that was James almost going home, Chuck going home, the guys feeling completely powerless. And that stuck with them for the rest of the game. The feeling of power that the women had did not stick with them for the rest of the game. They, in a position of power, broke up into different pieces, trying to control their own piece of the power, whereas the guys always remembered that feeling of powerlessness. And Now, when it comes to the end, even though historically, I mean, you look at the individual cases and it normally makes sense, but historically, women have not beaten a man in the final two. Nicole recently broke that barrier by beating none other than Paul. It's strange that this narrative has come up in the way that it has, but you can kind of trace it back. When one extreme goes in one way, there is pushback on the other side. And I think that we are seeing the guys push back on that other side, thinking even Ross thinks this is true. I don't think he's playing Mark when he says it. It's a strange concept. It's a strange concept for the gender thing to be such a huge issue in a season. And I think part of that is the length of it. I think that normally after 3 months, people are like, who cares about the gender at this point? Well, I hate this person and I love this person. So clearly I'm going to do this. But yes, this is one of the things. And as I mentioned earlier, Ross did have a conversation with Marissa about how he plans to respond to people in the jury. And he was saying things like, I have played a very honest game. I didn't break any deals except for that one with Brandy. But other than that, I have stayed true to all of my deals. I have been very loyal and kind. And I played a very compassionate game by letting Keisha and Meta evict themselves, even though that wasn't good for my game. Excuse me, Ross? Those failed you out. And so he's basically going to loyalty, honor, integrity, the coach from Survivor method. And I've been saying I think Ross can win this game, but man, I don't think I could vote for Ross with a straight face if he was trying to sell me that nonsense. And I have always prided myself on the idea that I would vote for the better player no matter what. It's infuriating. I don't know what Ross is thinking, Matt.
Yeah, come on, Ross. I mean, did the super fan even watch last season? I don't know how he thinks this is going to work. I don't know. Him saying that he played completely loyal except for Brandy isn't going to make Brandy feel good. Shannon, I don't know what Shannon's going to say.
Shannon's going to be like, excuse me.
Shannon's going to be like, what about me? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's not going to work. I feel like this jury is just going to roll their eyes at him and vote for Mark over him. I think he may even have a better shot against Marissa, which means that his best chance to win might be Marissa winning the final HOH and taking him. So that's kind of strange.
The problem with Ross, because here's the thing, right? I feel like throughout the season, a lot of people think that a lot of the people that are, you know, talking about the show, talking about this game, discount him as a player. That is not what's been going on. Everyone believes and understands that Ross has played a great game. We know it. He should know it. That is the problem. Own up to it. Stand up there with blood to the elbows and just describe what you had to do to get yourself to that spot. Be passionate about it. Go a little Kevin Martin. Try and bring, not necessarily have to bring in tears into it, but explain how much you love this game, how much you've watched it. You were in the audience season one when not many people were really a fan of the show. And you stand here as a fan who fulfilled his dream and had to go through the greatest depths of hell to make it happen. That's what we want. That's what we need. That's what you need to convince this jury. On the flip side, I worry because he does that. Obviously, jury's not going to like that. We don't like that. Then Mark is going to explain his game. Mark's going to kind of be the Josh where he's going to be like, I had to float on a little bit. There was a lot of stuff going on. I figured if I just keep my head down and just go calm, go under the radar and make it as far as I can, then maybe win a competition. I won the HOH. I know people are going to probably argue that, you know, they're going to tell him, well, James threw it to you. He'll probably have an answer for that ready. Well, like I made it to the final two of that or whatever. I think Mark being honest about who he is and the fact that we can tell he kind of sees where he is. He's a little bit more receptive of where he's at and his perception to the jury. Ross is the exact opposite. And it's almost crazy to me that the more and more I'm speaking right now, I'm realizing that this is Paul v. Josh version 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ross isn't going to have that total blindside moment where he's like, I was playing you guys the whole time. They're all going to be like, yeah, no shit, Ross. You won every competition, and we literally saw you making Final Two deals with everyone. This isn't news to us.
Yeah, well, but he's going to, like, they saw him doing that, and he's going to be saying, no, I didn't do that. What are you talking about? Why are you saying I did that? Look, the only reason I even did anything was because you guys did all the things first. It's... No,
yeah, that's gonna play great. That's gonna be fun to watch.
And Mark, I think, will have this narrative of, look, I was completely on the outs the first week. All the women had an alliance. Ross was involved in that. It was me, James, Chuck, and Meta. Meta wasn't even playing. Chuck got voted out the first week. I somehow managed to survive and thrive and work my way up through the game, all while throwing competitions, keeping myself under the radar, making myself useful, cleaning the house, helping people out, just being a nice guy, trying to work my social game. And that's going to ring true to the jury. People are going to say, we saw you say that, those kinds of things in the diary room. It makes sense for how you played the game. And when Ross says, I played a loyal game, I didn't lie to people, I tried to be compassionate, that is not going to ring true to the jury. They're going to say, that doesn't make any sense to me. We think you're the better game player, Ross. Tell us how you played the game better. And when he says, no, I was just trying to be me and, help people out. It's just like, Ross, I want you to win. I don't want to see a player that didn't do as much win. I don't want you to lose this. I don't want the precedent to be set that you can just let the person be in charge and then they'll lose the game to a bitter jury. I want you to do well here. Please hear my telepathy message to you. Don't do this, Ross. Own your game. Tell the jury what you did and why, and be like, I did it. I got you all. I got here. I love you all, but I love this game, and I had a really fun time playing it. I'm sorry if I hurt anyone's feelings, but that's Big Brother. And I think you then win. But if Mark ends up winning this game because of Ross, then I guess that's how it goes. That's Big Brother for you, Booyah.
Yeah, I mean, the only silver lining for me if that happens is I correctly predicted Mark would win in my power rankings with Matt Liguori. That would be great. I will hold my head up high, and that'll be my crown for the season. It's the problem with this thing that Ross is doing. He's kind of like, that speech might be for another person. Like, it's not for Ross's game. I feel like someone else could easily take that speech and really use it and make it work, and that would be fine. Ross did not play that kind of game, and he can't just try and place himself into that. And it always goes back to, especially if you're a super fan, understand that more often than not, game will respect game. So own up to the fact that you've played the game and reap the rewards, or face the music and articulate why you had to do what you had to do to sit there. To try and avoid that and do a loop around and try and find loopholes in arguments to like justify, well, see, you thought I was betraying you, but really I never said, like, doing that just irritates people more than anything. So I love Ross, and from the minute we saw him, I said that I think he's a super fan. He's gonna go far. The biggest problem he's gonna have is himself and how much he understands this game. I love the fact that he's still here finale day, and there is arguments to be made about him winning. I want to see it happen. My frustration is with the fact that the vocabulary and lexicon that he's going to bring to the table tonight is not going to let us see a win from him. And it frustrates
me. Yes, very possible. So ultimately, Omarosa ends up talking to Ross, and she tells him that Ari told her that she had promised Brandy that she would never take Ross to the final two. I didn't see this conversation, but Ross then confronts Ari about it, and Ari's like, whoa, no, of course I didn't say it. I told them in the diary room that I'm taking you to the final two. That is absolutely not true. She's upset that Omarosa would even do that. This is what I was talking about, where at the beginning of the day, Omarosa was saying, Ari, you can't take Ross to the final two. That's not a good idea. And then later on in the day, it was like, man, Ross, you should have heard what Ari told me about taking you to the final two. So Ari was not happy. She was like, let's get Omarosa in here. Let's confront her. Let's get this out in the open. Ross said, nah, I believe you. So Omarosa, she's trying, but it does look like she is dead in the water right now. Ross does not use the veto. And right now it does look like Ari does talk to Marissa about the fact that she will be taking Ross. Marissa tells Ari she will be taking Ross. Mark's talking to Ross about how he'll be taking Ross. I think, unless something goes really strange, I think we'll be seeing Ross as one of the two people in the final two guaranteed tonight.
Definitely. I mean, which is weird because last week I was talking about how Ross was spiraling out of control and would be the next one out. And now he's made it all the way to the final two.
Well, he could have been. There were two vetoes and a quit in there.
I also thought Meta had the easiest path to a win and he was the next one out. So that shows how much I know.
But, I mean, again, to be fair, Meta did have the easiest path to the end. He just decided to quit.
Don't make excuses for me. I have no idea what I'm talking about. The results prove that I am clueless. What were we even talking about? I don't know. I'm talking about myself now. What was the original question?
The only way that Ross does not have a path to the final two at this point is if Ari stands up during her speech before the votes and says, "I would like to go home, please vote me out." And they listen to her. And then Omarosa stays, because Omarosa is the only person in the remaining five that I think would not take Ross. So that being said, Ross's path to the final two, as of right now, is the easiest, is the most clear cut, because whoever wins, I think he's the one that's being taken. Now, it'll get interesting if we have a last second, because like you mentioned earlier, Taryn, where no one can really plead for their lives until that final HOH is crowned. So that 5 minutes, 6 minutes, which hopefully we don't cut to commercial tonight, where they try and beg the HOH winner to take them, that'll be interesting because emotions are running at a high. It's finale night. You've won. You know you're about to sit there with facing the jury and Julie and the world and all of that. So if that kind of settles in, you might make a mistake. You might just think off the top of your head, first name comes up, that's the one I'm taking. Maybe last person that gets in your ear. There's a lot of things that can convince a person. And it's going to be interesting to see what kind of person wins that HOH and how they're going to decide.
Yeah, I mean, and because Ari is essentially handcuffed right now. Ross has to be her god right now, because if she says anything against him, then he can just make the decision with a snap of his fingers to send her home instead of Omarosa. So there is nothing that she can do to change the current trajectory and get anyone to take her until, as we mentioned, until this HOH is over and she is safe. And by then, it is probably too late. So I do think we're probably going to see Ross in the final two. It's certainly possible that Ari decides the last second, no, I'm going to take Mark instead, if she wins. But I think this is really just going to come down to there are two factors in play tonight. Will the jury vote for Ross or against Ross? And then the other factor is who wins and takes Ross. It's basically I think Mark has the best chance because Ross ends up winning and taking Mark. But apart from that, it's just who gets to be the one to be up against Ross. And then will the jury vote for Ross or against Ross? And that will decide who the winner is. And I don't know. It could legitimately be any one of these four people, and that's not something that usually happens, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's such an unfortunate situation for Ari to be in because, you know, we've been talking about all season, she is playing a really good game, and the fact that she can't do anything right now to try and, you know, help her game is just got to be so defeating for her. But, I mean, this final four thing is just really stupid in how it's designed. So hopefully she is able to win that last competition. I have no idea. Do we know like what kind of competition it's going to be? Is it going to be like a crapshoot? Because who knows at this point?
Well, if they're following along with the idea of the three parts of the final HOH competition, then this could be the right jury speaks competition, which is a complete crapshoot. So more than any other season, this could be the most crapshooty final ever, which honestly, I'd be okay with, I guess,
yeah,
because like, you know, at least we'd see some randomness thrown in there. And it would highlight again just the ridiculousness of allowing a final four HOH to take somebody to the final two. So ultimately, that's what we're looking at tonight. We're gonna lose Omarosa. We're gonna see who wins this HOH competition, and then we're gonna hear from the jury, and that's gonna seal what happens. Any final thoughts, Booyah?
Any final thoughts? No, I think it's pretty clear that Ross has this path. He's got Marissa and Mark firmly in his pocket. With an Ari kicker that's like loosely in his pocket. I do have to say, because Nikki mentioned in the chat that she doesn't think that they're going to, like, Mark or Marissa would really beg, and that they're like firmly with Ross. I got to imagine, because I can only, you know, I'm just a person. I kind of put myself in their shoes. If I was playing the game they're playing, and then I realize, okay, literally there's another hour left to this and I could win 50K. It doesn't matter how much money I have. It's extra money. Who doesn't want extra money? So maybe that'll change something. Hopefully. I just want some sparks. It's finale night. I want to be wowed. I want to enjoy my Sunday night. So I'm hoping that happens. All in all, no matter what happens with this result, this was a great season. 3 weeks was a lot of fun. I can't believe that for once in my life, I feel like Big Brother was short. I feel shorted. But at the same time, I had a lot of fun covering this. I had a lot of fun listening to all the live feed updates and all the podcasts. And it's just a great time to be a Big Brother fan. Just say that.
You got anything, Matt?
Yeah, I agree. It was fun the whole time. Short season. But if it was even just a week or two longer, I think we may start to get sick of it. So that's pretty good. I just even talking about it now, just this final four twist is just so dumb. I'd definitely rather they just do the OTT thing and have a final three. I don't know why they don't just do that. It seems like it'd be more fair and better for everyone, but you know, whatever. I wasn't expecting much, so.
Yeah. Low expectations.
Yeah. I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've exceeded the low expectations. This could have been way, way worse in many different ways. Ultimately, the major flaws are the lack of enthusiasm from at least three of the players in the cast, and then this really dumb final twist, which I think only happened because they added Omarosa at the last second. So you can argue about whether or not that was a worthy addition in order to make this twist happen, but it was a good season overall. I had a lot of fun updating you guys every morning, and thanks to everyone in the chat that hangs out with me every morning. You make me feel not alone in this world. I appreciate not getting death threats about Ross. That's very kind of you as well. About yogurt, by the way, look, plain yogurt. Look, I have the best strategy when it comes to yogurt and really everything, because if I eat plain yogurt all the time, then, and I enjoy plain yogurt, then guess what happens? Plain yogurt is my baseline. If I ever get sick of plain yogurt, or if I ever want something like really special, I can get flavored yogurt. And to me, that's wonderful. I have lots of room to move. If you start out with the most flavored yogurt, there's like 15 flavors in there and it's all fruity and there's like a billion toppings. You have nowhere to go from there. You're stuck. You've already reached the upper limits of your yogurt life. And that's just sad. That's all I'll say.
You are what you eat, man.
You may not be receiving death threats about Ross, but you will be receiving death threats about Ross. So look forward to that.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us on this wonderful update-y morning. Again, I want to pitch, if you have enjoyed this season and you enjoy Big Brother, just hang in there for a week or so. And Big Brother Canada 6 will be starting. I promise you, we will have an easy way for you to watch it. It is a lot of fun. Just check it out. If you're craving some more Big Brother, it's seriously very fun. I will be back to update you on the Big Brother Canada live feed. So very excited for that. Very excited to have you guys here and to listen to these updates. We'll be back tonight after the live finale of Big Brother Celebrity. And then I think we will go ahead and do one final roundtable on Monday. So be on the lookout for that as well. So thank you everyone for joining us. I will see you in a few weeks for Big Brother Canada 6.